This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
There's a woman from Florida who sold her breast milk for $20,000.
It's legal. You're allowed to.
Sign me up.
What?
So how much, Dan, why is breast milk so, so expensive?
There's two reasons. Number one is that some people can't produce enough milk to feed their babies, and they feel that breast milk is more important and more healthy than you know, powdered milk. And then the other one is dudes buying it.
Like weightlifters buy it.
For what?
It's got a lot of good
protein.
Nutrition. Yeah.
And sometimes pervs buy it.
I don't buy it.
Dan, is it really that
she gets
much?
It for free.
But Dan, in today's world where they can, you know, make things better, you know, chemically and in labs. And,
ain't nothing
know.
Like the real thing, bro.
Think about it, Bubba. It's like, that's what babies survive on for how long? I mean, 6 months,
to a year.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, that's all they eat.
Some people make cheese with it. Not me.
Yeah, Borat did.
Like, we find it gross that you would drink a human's breast milk, but, like, you'll get it from a cow or a goat, and it's no big deal.
Yeah, Bubba.
Dan, what does it taste like? Does it taste like...
It's like really heavy, thick, creamy milk.
It has
salty aftertaste. And sour.
Yeah, it's sour at all.
It's not really sour.
When's the last time you had some, Warren?
In 2008, when Bubba had me drink it out of a cereal bowl.
Oh.
Ew.
What kind of cereal?
We also did breast milk ice cream.
Yum.
Yeah, I think we got a woman that was lactating. We made ice cream for boob milk.
Yep.
Jeez.
So, Lummy, just if you do get her pregnant, if you and Ashley get pregnant, you know, are you going to have her pump?
Oh, I'm going to have her start pumping then if we can get $20,000 out of it.
Why would you have her pump when you can get it right from the tap?
Oh, I'm not going to drink
it. No,
I
mean,
does it
sell?
No, but they...
You just keep it coming. You keep the flow going. If you got an oil, you know, you don't keep the oil well going only when you need gas. I mean, you keep it going.
No, fast, freshbreastmilk.com with 100 bits.
Dan, if a woman, could she literally nonstop be pumping, or does it take a while for the body to make this?
It takes a little while, but once they get going, they become a factory, and you can just, you know.
Where does your body make it?
The breast tissue.
Mammary glands.
Yeah, we know a lot about mammary glands, especially dogs.
It's all done in the breast.
I'm not talking about dog milk. I'm talking about human.
And as long as they keep producing and using it, it will keep producing it. Like,
keep going. It'll keep going and definitely
keep
going.
So you're saying suckling, it'll activate the glands, and they'll keep producing milk.
So if a woman has a baby, and its baby is getting old enough now to start solid foods, if you keep the tap full.
It'll keep going.
That's what they used to do with, like, wet nurses, is they would just have women who had babies, and then they would feed other people's babies just because they would just keep having babies suckling on their tatas.
So hold on. You're going to say there was such thing as a wet nurse, mm-hmm. and she just valved up kids nonstop.
Yes.
Just one after the other.
Yep. Yeah.
Not even her kids.
Yep. Nope.
Do they still have these?
Probably. Yep. The dark web.
But... So, Dan, what I'm saying is...
No, you can't be one, Bubba.
No. What I'm saying is, did they not have the ability to pump back then, or there wasn't technology?
Well, they've been pumping for years.
Some women have issues with it, so...
Some can't, just they don't make milk.
Or they have tiny spouts.
Yeah, they have tiny spouts.
Like, would
I
have to have, like, a Band-Aid size, cup?
No, just the size of your breast isn't really affected by how much milk you can produce.
Oh,
the like adipose tissue around it or something.
So girls with fried eggs like you will
have lots of milk.
She could end up making a lot of milk. Yeah, and some girls with really big breasts don't make that much milk. It depends.
It's got to
don't
do
touch
with
them.
I'm not. This is the top of my chest.
You can't tell where it is.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. So what in this particular Hunter Biden deal, what's out there? Now, first
who
of all...
Who filmed it? Like, did he film it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Sicko.
So, and has it been validated? Is it for real? Like, is it...
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
All right, so what's out there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of still photos. There's some videos. The video that I saw was him getting a job with a woman's feet.
Oh, a woman,
that's gross.
A woman was pleasuring him with her feet.
Correct.
Right.
And he was like smoking a cigar. Classy.
It probably had crack in it or something.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean, but it's just, you know, he's a sexual deviant, which is fine, but, you know, not a good look when daddy's running for president, I guess.
Right.
Well, the latest conspiracy theory.
But none of this stuff seems to stick. Like this.
Exactly.
It was sticky, Bubba. Just kidding. Sorry.
You just stand up yourself.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I did.
Seth, can I get a Dan ruling on that?
Yeah. I mean,
she just stand herself up.
I mean, that you got to probably take. You got to call that an honor. I don't even know if you could put Dan in that category. Yeah. I think that needs its own.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Dan would go there.
Yeah. I apologize immediately.
She's hanging out with Kevin too much in his puns.
Stop.
Yeah. She's
Dan's got children.
She's Penny Pun now that she's hanging out with Kevin. She's Penny Pun over there.
I'm not.
So, Hunter Biden.
Are you a deviant just because you get a foot action?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's unusual.
Sign me up.
No. In the overall freak world, getting a foot job's not a
What's
big
the
deal.
Point of that, man? Just use a hand.
He does at the end. His own hand.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah.
So there's a foot job out there about what else?
There's some still photos.
Sleeping next to a crack pipe.
Yeah, I did see the crack pipe footage, and that's so staged. So you can't.
No,
put
it's
that-
not. No, it's not staged.
No, somebody. What I'm saying is he passed out and somebody put a crack pot down.
Probably
does
not.
Does crack keep you up? I thought crack got you wired.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
you never
the same
see
thing.
A guy passed out with crack. You always see him, like, you know, bouncing off the walls
it's a
with
stimulant.
Crack.
And won't you smoke heroin
it's
or something?
Derivative of cocaine.
I mean, could you smoke heroin?
Sorry, Seth and I aren't up to speed on smoking cocaine like you, Anna.
I don't smoke cocaine.
Why?
I snort it like a lady.
I didn't know if you could put.
Snuffleupagus.
I snort it like a lady.
I didn't know if you could put anything else in a crack pipe, like heroin.
You can put
or
anything.
I didn't know.
If you smoke anything, you try hard.
I put pain pills in one time.
Did you really?
No, I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm
fun.
Not.
I want to see.
If you were Dan, can you smoke pain pills?
I don't know if people have tried to smoke that. I'm not sure. I'm sure
people have tried.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Can you smoke pain pills, brother?
You can crush it up and snort it.
You can definitely do that.
I know, but
according
to
Google, you can.
Okay, but what are they saying, Lummy? I'm asking for a friend, okay?
I don't know how you do it.
Crush up the pill, put it on a sheet of aluminum.
Easy. Oh, easy.
We're not here to give directions.
Jesus, Lummy.
Yeah, well, we have rules to follow, too, so.
He's on Pinterest right now.
Lummy's got the... He's going over each step.
I never knew about the tinfoil deal. I just sprinkled it on top. I got a story from 2001, but I can't tell it. That's about sprinkling pain pills on a weed pipe, and I cannot say that.
That happens a lot.
I can't tell if any person's involved. It probably wasn't even me. Just saying, I maybe have seen it before. That's it. And it seemed like it worked to me.
Has anyone interviewed Hunter Biden's wife about any of this?
Is she hot?
I don't know. She's from South Africa.
The blonde?
And those are weirdos that come from there.
Shut up.
The blonde, you mean?
By the way, Anna's from South Africa.
My dad is, not me.
Is that the photo with him in the crack pipe?
Yeah, that to me looks like, you know, like Jimmy Clavis was pulling a rib on him.
Yeah, it's because he was smoking crack.
He was pranked.
Like, back to my original deal.
Oh, but hold on. He's been accused of smoking crack like many times before. Like, this is not something
new.
Hey,
from now on, when you get caught with something, just say it was a prank, man. That's not lying. It was a prank.
Why is weed not good enough? Why do you have to go to crack?
Weed's a gateway drug, so.
To crack.
I mean,
if you were in the Biden, if you're in the Biden family and you have access to the most incredible weed probably ever, why? I don't know why you're resorting to crack.
Because you're over that incredible weed. You want to go to the next level.
Enough is enough.
So Hunter Biden, there might be a sex tape, and there might be videos.
And there's pictures of him with, like, underage girls that are tied up, and it's real weird.
Oh, I've not seen any of that.
And multiple race chicks, which is really good for optics. I saw, like, an Asian chick. Yeah. I saw a black chick. Oh, I'm good. Like, this is great.
I will tell you this, man.
They look like women, but...
The celebrities are all in a fever pitch right now, trying to get Biden, you know, trying to get people to vote for Biden.
Of course.
Brad Pitt did a commercial.
Well, the whole Borat movie is basically
an infomercial.
Yeah, it basically is.
I heard it was good to see you. How are you, man?
Yeah, I didn't think it was funny at all.
I just wanted to say hi.
But I can't preach like you guys can.
America.
Basically, I'm not even saying.
What did he say?
He told a bunch of black guys that he couldn't preach like they did.
Oh, okay.
I said he couldn't dunk like them.
Preach like you guys can.
Dan, I don't think as a white president you can tell a black guy I can't dunk like
why?
You.
Why? White man can't jump. They made a movie about it.
It's a different era, I think. I don't think. Well, I could probably go up to Obama and say, man, I can't dunk like you, brother.
He can't dunk either.
Obama can come close to dunker than me.
I bet he could barely touch the net.
Yeah, not America.
I used to be able to touch the net.
Is a place for everyone.
Is this pre-COVID? Because no one's wearing a mask.
Yeah, wearing a mask.
Yeah, bitch.
This country.
No 6 feet.
Those
distancing.
Who fought for it. Some
that guy's
Republicans.
Dead now.
Will you shut up for a second? Shut your hole. Jesus,
sorry.
God.
Republicans.
I get enough of this on this. I don't got to have you in there bird dogging it.
Some Democrats. And most just somewhere in between. All looking.
Joe's lost. He looks lost here.
He did look lost.
Well, you heard him this weekend talk about Trump, and he called him George over and over.
All looking for the same thing.
By the way, this is narrated by Brad Pitt.
I
was wondering. Okay.
Boy, pep it up a little, Bradley. Yeah, come on,
This is all Brad Pitt. I forgot to tell you that. He kicks
Democrats. And most just somewhere in between. All looking for the same thing.
What happens to Fight Club stays at the Fight Club.
Someone who understands their hopes, their dreams, their pain. To listen. To bring people together. To get up every day. And work to make life better.
They give Brad a couple Xannies before he did this?
I don't know. He's trying to sound like Morgan Freeman.
For families like yours.
I think he dipped into the indica instead of the sativa for this read.
I agree.
Yeah.
To look you in the eye.
That's close talking. I'd be like, get back up, Joe. You're ready.
Hey, can I say, by the way, that Brad Pitt should just speak for Joe Biden now. I think he should just stand behind or in front
of
Joe.
I'm telling you right now, man, I actually might like Joe Biden if Joe walked up and then Brad came over and nudged him over and started saying what Joe would like you to tell.
Yeah, I'll tell you about Joe.
Biden is doing very few
events.
And he's sending out other people to do it for him.
Because he doesn't want to answer any questions.
Right. Because he might die at any time.
It's not just that.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything that hit in the last week is so damning to him, and he won't answer any of the questions about it. And so he's going to just hide right on through till Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the new movie, Hide Till Tuesday.
Well, he's put a lid like so many days on the campaign.
What do you mean?
Where he hides
at
home.
He won't go out. He just stops.
He does zero events, no media, anything.
Nothing.
Put a lid on it.
Joining us now is a Biden campaign supporter, Howard Ford, the former Democratic congressman from Tennessee.
Where's it
welcome.
At?
Oh, you scroll down
that
article.
National debate, as I mentioned, the
press. So it's not this one.
They show it a little bit. Yeah.
Lummy, when you send me something, buddy, you got to tell me that it's not the what you sent me.
If you go back one more, it's in the article itself.
Yeah. I wasn't sure which video you clicked on. Sorry,
keep going back.
So when you send me a
Fox
bunch.
Screws with you. There you go.
All right. So let me, I'm just saying, I'm trying to, you know, I got a zillion things going on. You got to say, scroll down, Willie.
Sorry.
This is the most consequential, not because I'm running, but because it's the most consequential, not because I'm running, but because who I'm running against. This is the most consequential election in a long, long, long time. And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George. Georgia, he's going to find ourselves what kind of country we're going
to
be.
Listen to that.
Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position
just,
where...
Come on, Jill, help
that's
him
bad.
Out.
I know, that's she bad. Just sits there.
Come on,
Trump. Like, I don't care who you like. This is, if the guy that's going to be potentially...
He doesn't even
know
the name of the guy he's running against.
He doesn't know who he's running for, where he is, who's running against. I mean, it's really sad. And a really pathetic thing is that the media is not addressing this. This guy,
they want him to win.
I'll tell you who's addressing this.
It's shameful, though, because this guy is not who he was a year and a half ago. Nope. A year and a half ago, this guy was competent. Now, he is incompetent.
And I was going to bring it up during the Hunter Biden talk, but like the conspiracy theory is that the Democrats are the ones that actually kind of helped leak that out so that Joe would have to go away and Kamala would take over for him.
I will tell you this, and I'm not probably supposed to be saying this because it was a private conversation that me and Seth had, but I hope you don't get mad at me, but Seth, in one of our serious talks, said, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I can support a guy that doesn't know that today's Tuesday or something. Remember, Seth, you said, I don't know. This guy is so scrambled.
I told Phoebe in Chicago, we don't talk politics at all, but I told her, I said, I don't feel good right now about voting for Joe Biden. And I don't think that that's going to change between now and then. So,
you're in a conundrum.
What did Phoebe say? I know how
she said,
feels
I already
about
filled
things.
Out your ballot and sent it in.
She said, I don't care who you want to vote. Let me tell you who I voted for.
She feels comfortable with who she's voting for, but I just told her. And I mean, she's not like, oh my God, if you vote for Trump, I'm going to kill you. I mean, she doesn't care, but
oh,
she's
okay, right. Good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
But I mean, you are concerned with this very stuff right here. Right?
Country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position.
Wow.
You know what it is,
Bubba? She sits there and doesn't help him at all.
You know what it is? Here's the thing. I want to give our elders their respect, but it also looks like this guy is past the point of being able to lead, and we know that there's Kamala and there's other people, but if he's like the figurehead of the country, I mean, I don't know how... How it makes us look.
He's not going to get any better.
Weak.
Right.
It's only going to get worse.
But again, I wrestle with like, okay, the guy's been around. He has experience. Are we just writing him off because he's old, or should he be in there because he has experience? Do you get to a point where there should be a cap on how old the president can
be?
There should be a cap. I mean, I think the
cognitive
public
test.
Should be able to understand the competence of the president. But this guy, I mean, Santa Claus could do a better job than Biden right now.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. I would feel better if the Democrats just would say, listen, you're voting for Kamala here.
Well, but everyone
formatically, we got to put the old timer in there until we kill him. And then Kamala. But we can't throw Kamala against this madman. She didn't have the experience. At least Biden's got the name deal, and but this is for Kamala.
The problem with Kamala is when she was running with the other Democrats, she got like 2% of the vote. I mean, no one liked her.
I know. That's why they had to soft serve Joe in there to get her in. Mm-hmm. This is how they get her in. I'm just telling you, they don't want Joe. Who would want this? Who wants the guy that doesn't even know who he's running against being the guy?
On the ballot, what kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George Floyd.
Four more years of George Floyd. Yeah, I'm all for
it. His wife keeps trying to like wish the word Trump into his brain.
But see, his wife can't say, Jill can't say, it's Donald Trump. Because then
it looks like he needs help.
It's right. Yeah. She has to sit there.
I want to know what the sign language person did. Did she spell George out three times?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
On the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George.
She does. She's spelling out George.
She is.
It looks like
it.
No,
he doesn't know.
George is going to find ourselves in a position.
That looked like a G to me.
Yeah, and
I'm just telling you. Right here, hold on.
Find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, what country we're going to be. Four more years of George.
Now watch your hand.
George is going to find ourselves in a position where if.
Look at Jill. She's like, I'm going to have to change his diaper later today.
I know.
I hate that. When he gets all nervous and messed
up. Joe Poopy.
I got to always do Joe Poopy pants. I hate Joe Poopy pants. Joe Poopy pants is the worst. Because when Joe messes up, he poops his pants. He gets mad.
In the eye. Treat you with respect.
Hey, dear Joe Biden, you should get smooth-ass Brad Pitt to do your speeches for you.
No idea run for
you. Americans are so stupid, they would think that would be cool. Be like, Biden's got so much swagger that he can get Brad Pitt to do his deals for him.
I just want to start out live to do Joe Poopy Pants.
To look you in the eye, treat you with respect, and tell you the
truth. And forget your name. Look you in the
his
eye.
His own name.
Treat you respect and called you George W. Bush, even though you're Donald Trump.
Treat you with respect and tell you the truth. To work just as hard for the people who voted for
you. It does look like an ARP.
I mean, the Democrats are this inclusive party that wants to welcome everybody, and they got the oldest, whitest guy that they could find.
Mm-hmm. With respect and tell you the truth. To work just as hard for the people who voted for him as those who didn't. To be a president for all Americans.
Looks like a bunch of union workers to me.
Joe broke a hip getting up this step. I'm Joe Biden, and I think I'm running against George.
My diaper is changing.
I'm Joe Biden, and my opponent's George. I got Batista. Now Batista did a video, and he's saying that I'll tell you what tough guys really are. They're like me, not like Donald Trump. That's what. They're doing. I wouldn't say they're desperate, but.
Oh. We talk about the difference of being tough and someone who portrays himself as a tough guy. It's easy to lie to people. It's easy to bully people.
The only thing would have been better if this would have been a Vince McMahon deal and then Donald Trump came in and clotheslined Batista.
Yes.
And then start a big high spot on the deal.
That does not.
You should say, I'm Batista and politics are about as real as the federation that I used to work for.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Donald Trump beat McMahon at a haircut match?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Seth?
Yeah. But I don't think Trump ever won the strap, though.
No, he never got the strap. Says the guy that's got the strap.
Damn right here.
Tough guy. It's easy to tell someone what they want to hear. It's not easy to tell someone what they need to hear. We're not in good shape, but this is how we're going to get out of it. That is being tough. This country, more than anything right now, needs someone who's going to have a plan so we can get back on track. A leader is someone who can unite people, who takes responsibility. That's toughness. That is Joe Biden.
No, it's not.
I mean,
did I say that? I'm sorry.
Planning on having pudding for breakfast is not having a plan.
A guy that can't, wipe his own ass isn't a tough guy.
The guy who is respected, who can talk to people, who can work out disputes, a guy who can be a leader. He's stepping back into this fight for Americans. It's that simple. That is the guy we need running this country.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this.
I would have more appreciation for Biden. Batista would have said, hey, The Rock's voting for Biden, and I'm like a rock kind of guy, and so, you know, I'm going to vote for Biden.
Who has less body fat, DK Metcalf or Batista?
DK Metcalf.
Really?
1.6? That's, like, unbelievable.
Hello. You're asking me, Mr. Johnny Body Fat Expert?
I figure you can assess a man like no other.
Hello, you're on the air.
And you guys want to vote for the guy who wants to put chlorine in your veins.
Oh, come on, you said that, moron.
Listen to me. I'm not telling you.
This is your boy Gary, Bubba.
Oh, I'm not a political show unless I'm attacking Biden. Look at all the flub you have on Trump.
Gary, here's what I got figured. Because we tend to lean a little Trump, how about we give Gary his equal time? We just let you go and go crazy on
Gary. Gary, how old's Gary?
No. Hold on. Don't worry. Dan, shut up.
I'm just curious.
We don't have to pre-qualify Gary. Here's Gary. I mean, I wish I had some patriotic music to roll under Gary. And we're going to do for the Gary Minute. Gary, go ahead and give it to us.
Okay. As a 57-year-old former 31-year constitutional law attorney, I will tell you that Donald Trump has his head up his ass.
Go, Gary.
Do you want this racist?
No rebuttal.
Okay. Minute.
Gary Gary, you get an uninterrupted minute. Go ahead.
You want this racist, sexist?
Gary, I'm letting you have the Gary moment.
We're still waiting for one single specific instance.
But you cannot, right. Gary, you can't cuss, buddy. You cannot.
It was a fact, Gary. It was a fact.
It's getting to the minute, though. He still has like 45 seconds make a point.
Gary, don't cuss. Continue on.
He
Gary,
said S again.
Gary.
This guy,
Gary.
Obviously, this is a law professor.
Gary,
he really follows directions.
He gets,
come
he
on,
has
Gary.
Trump, he's got Trump derangement syndrome. That's all he talks about.
Gary.
Gary, come on.
Don't
swear.
I just want you to, I just want you not to cuss. I want you not to cuss, Gary.
We couldn't get Batista, so we've got Gary for the Biden endorsement.
Exactly. This is the Gary Minute. Gary, you still got 26 seconds left on your minute. Go ahead.
Well, Trump derangement syndrome comes from Obama derangement syndrome. That's all you guys had was Obama derangement syndrome, and then all you had was Benghazi, where four people were killed during a war where we almost have 250,000 people killed because of Donald Trump's incompetence to lead this country. What happened to our war president? He gave it up to 50 governors and 7 territorial governors to handle the coronavirus separately, like a moron would do.
All right, and that has been your Gary Minute.
Wow.
Gary, I'll give you one of those minutes clear up until the day after the election,
maybe
buddy.
Maybe one of these days we'll get like a single piece of fact.
So, Gary, make sure you prepare for tomorrow, Gary's Minute, because as much as we skew one way, we want to even it out and let you have your say. And, Gary, God dang it, you should be impressed by that I'm doing that for you, buddy.
Hey, Bob.
Gary, you got to stop using the S word. It's my last time I'm going to tell you. That was a great promo that you cut.
Gary, you have two pieces of homework. One, read the FCC rules on what you're allowed to say on the radio. And the second one is go back and reread the Constitutional, you moron.
I didn't ban any of your four accounts on our chat room, by the way.
The Gary Minute's not met with a Dan rebuttal. It's just going to be a straight Gary Minute now. We got to be fair to Gary.
Okay, we got his minute.
So, Gary, I
load up with a bunch of asses.
Why don't you stick to loose vaginas? Because that's about as best you could do.
is this his brothers or is this Gary calling it?
Gary's multidimensional.
Gary, we will get your 1 minute Gary update tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Gary, call me tomorrow. God.
Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, wow. Every day.
That's excessive.
He tries to call in every day.
And by the way,
if you can get through Blitz's blocker, if you can get
blocker. No, hold on. Gary hates me. I'm a big fan of Gary.
Because Gary has four accounts. We love Gary. By the way, Dr. Dan does specialize in loose vajayjay, so he'll do a little rejuve on you. So that was a good promo
Dan,
right there.
Yeah,
fix your loose vajayjay.
I know, I need to get that done.
Dan is very, very well renowned on being with labia reduction and or vaginal rejuvenation, right, Danny?
He did it under Obama and under Trump. He'll fix your fat.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter who's in office.
Doesn't matter who your candidate is. Dan Diaco will fix your JJ.
Yep.
Hello, who's this?
Your copay might just be a little different.
Hey, Bubba, about the Hunter Biden videos, I was reading online. apparently somewhere in his video, he mentions a natty, and he has a 12-year-old, or at the time of the video, he would have had a 12-year-old niece named Natalie. So they're talking
He was
about,
looking for natty lights is what he was looking for. He was like, hey, anybody got a natty light up in this bitch?
What's your theory that he was looking for? What's your theory?
No, my theory, well, everybody's theory is that his niece was in the room while he was getting,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh. And
is that everybody's theory?
I've not heard. I've seen that.
That seems really...
Maybe we play some patriotic music.
I thought we were like on a Disney ride.
It's a small world.
My niece was not in the room.
My niece is not. My niece is natty, but I was talking about natty life.
Ew. I don't know which is worse. Looking for natty light? That's disgusting.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah.
This is Keith.
Pete, how are you, Pete?
I think he said Keith.
Keith.
Yeah, Keith Tollinger.
All right, Keith, sorry. What?
What's up, Keith?
What do you want?
I've only got one thing to say about that video on YouTube.
What, sir,
which one?
Which one?
Anna,
which one?
With Anna and Lummy Racing.
Yeah, that was a great. It was our number one performing
Please
video
Please don't say
so
anything
far.
Anti-Semitic. I feel it in my bones.
No, please. Okay. It was a great video. I laughed my ass off through the whole video. And then it went off the air. I never got to see how Anna reacted.
Hold on.
To...
Seth got really mad and ruined it and wanted to go off. That's what happened.
Seth
purposely turned it off. We all saw
but
him
I
do it.
But I never got to see the show the next morning to see how Anna felt about
I hope people actually believe
you know,
that, by the way.
Here's what happened. Is we were live on YouTube.
Her legs had to get amputated. It was horrible.
We lost cellular service, and then Seth flipped out saying he didn't do anything. And I said, I know you didn't, little buddy. And Blitz said, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And we started arguing about it. And Anna passed the finish line. We told her that she'd won. Because Lummy was just qualified. She was bummed out. Then I told the bitch how much I was going to pay her, and she was okay with it.
200.
Did Lummy take his shirt off?
Hold on, Bubba. Then for the next hour and a half, she kept refreshing her phone, waiting for that money to come in, too.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, it's absolutely true.
So how was you, Anna, the next day when you found out they cheated? Did you? Was you upset?
Oh, me? Me? Yeah, I found out about 20 minutes after the event was over.
Yeah,
I got the money. I didn't care.
She immediately the money went into her account. She wasn't upset anymore, sir. She was really happy.
Right, for that hour, she was fronting it.
I wanted you guys to know it was the best video I've ever seen, but I didn't get to see it.
I mean, right up there with Star Wars and Indiana Jones. I mean, I'm putting full-blown in.
I laughed my ass off. I really did. It was great.
Well, share it to a bunch of people if you could.
I will. And when you stuck Lummy on that moped, I thought it was great. A lot of people were like, no, he's cheating. I thought it was great. It was great content. I mean, it's an excellent video. I will tell everybody about it.
Well,
thank you.
I did my job, then I entertained you, my friend. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Thank you for being such great.
You always do, sir. Oh. I've been following you for 30 years.
Where do you live, sir?
Maryland.
Perfect.
Can I say my son's name on here, not his real name.
For 10 bits?
You mean his screen name?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us his screen name. Hopefully the trolls don't kill him, but go ahead.
All right, it's at gaminglive.com.
Oh, the Combo?
The Combo.
Isn't that him?
Your son's got a Garage
Gaming Live.
Sir, that's the account you know about. You don't know about what his real account is, though. He's got you.
Well, he changed it.
Garage Gaming Live.
And your son has a secret he wants to tell you after the show today.
Yeah.
Oh.
He already told me that.
All right, Combos. Okay. Okay, Combos.
Buy me a house.
Okay, well, listen. Thank you, Combos, Grouchy Dad, and we look forward to continuing to make you laugh on our YouTube channel, kid. All right, buddy?
You guys are great.
You are too, buddy. All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye now. See you later.
Dr. Dan, have you seen the video of the run?
I saw the most of it, yes.
Because Anna thinks she could definitely smoke you in a race.
By the way, Dan, Anna on a one-mile race.
Dr. Dan's good. Dude, a one-mile race, two-mile race, three-mile race, 50-yard race, whatever you want, Anna. I'll show my hands.
No sprints, but I could beat him in a mile.
Hold on.
I can't beat him in a
mile. She said in a short distance, Dan would destroy her, but on a long distance, she would win.
Well, most guys would.
Anna, what distance do you need to be? Let me ask this now. What distance would you need to beat Dan? What would be the shortest distance? Could you do it in a mile?
Yeah.
You can beat Dan in a mile.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is one. Blitz was like, if we start him down at the stop sign.
Correct.
And they end at the gate, that's a mile.
That is a mile, yes.
When do you guys want to do this?
You're doing a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Let's do it next Thursday.
The sooner the better for Anna.
Thursday. I work on Thursdays.
Okay. I mean, Monday.
He actually saved people's lives. Well, he actually put news boobs on hot chicks. Something you
wouldn't
know about.
That's saving their lives.
Yeah. Small chested chicks that would be, you know, mad and pissed off all their lives for the rest of the world because they had a fried egg willy.
Small chest girl, and he makes them a full C.
Yeah.
Handsome and rich, and he drives a Ferrari.
Daniel, Anna, did you know Dan had his own songs?
It's a great song.
His own songs.
Can somebody pull me up?
Do you need some time to train, or you'd be ready to go? You just want to run a little bit.
I can't remember the last time I went running.
Yeah,
but Dan,
perfect. Let's do it tomorrow.
Dan, do you think that could you literally go out tomorrow and beat her? You think?
Give me a week.
I put
$50 on Dan
next Thursday.
Is it one? What,
no, let's do next Monday. Next Monday.
Why don't we do this? I mean.
Dan, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out a time that I can do it, and then actually you get to work and stuff. And so maybe if we did it from early Friday morning, I'll just come in, run, and then go home and shower.
Well, this Friday, I can do that.
But we want it to be live on YouTube.
Well, I realize that. Oh, you want to do it after the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Friday?
No, hold on. Dan, hold on.
We'll be out of town, I think,
Dan,
this Friday.
Hold
yes.
on. How everybody, convenient. Please. Everybody shut up, please. Dan, I want you to understand that it could even be 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now, as long as we plan it now. I know that you're super busy, but could you look at your calendar today and come back tomorrow with potential dates that we could do it at 10:15 in the morning, knowing that you need 2 or 3 weeks to move stuff around or be able to plan something?
Okay.
And it could be any day, Monday through Friday, but it would be at 10:15.
Okay, I'll work on it.
All right, so you'll come back with a date. So on, it could be 3 or 4 weeks. It's still, the offer's still, I mean, you can't.
All right, that's fine. I mean, all right, but.
And so what are we.
I'm down to do it tomorrow, Friday.
We know,
whenever.
But you're not a doctor that you're putting.
With a real schedule.
I know.
With a real life.
Okay.
That's putting, you know, fake jugs on chicks.
I got it.
You don't know anything about
it. How fast you run a mile?
Yeah, you're just bean dipping jugs.
I don't know.
I you're bean dipping ladies' jugs.
Timed myself in a long time.
How? No, I think she said she was a set.
Well, that's when I was doing a 10K.
Lummi, what did she say she was?
She was like 7 or 8 minute mile. But I think she was pacing what she was keeping all.
Yeah,
in
I was,
the
I was running 6.2 miles, so I'm not going full out. I'm not.
How long ago was that? Was that like in the 90s?
That was last week.
That was on Thursday.
Dan, what's your best mile? Like when you were training with triathlons and stuff, giving yourself your own IVs.
Back in the 90s, Dan.
What was
he's going to be doping?
Of course he is. That's why he wants 3 weeks.
Yeah, I got my hematocrit up to 60.
Dan, taking some
script for test him.
When I ran in high school, when I ran cross country, I was running like 5.5 minute miles. When I was doing the triathlons, I was running probably, I was looping together 8 and 9 minute miles, but like 13 of them.
Wow. What do you think in a week you could run a mile, just so that she has a gauge if she's even close?
8.5, 8.
And that's where she's at. That's about where you are, right, Anna? You're 8, 8.5. Are you not? Are you a little quicker than that?
Sure. Let's do 8.
She's calling Dr. Dan out. I got Dr. Dan. Money on Dr. Dan.
The degenerate gambler first to come up. We haven't even set a date up, but he's already like...
This is the Bubba Army Podcast. Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.